The following passage is from the book of Numbers, Numbers 6 verse 1 through Numbers 8 verse 26. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, if a man or woman wants to make a special vow, a vow of dedication to the Lord as a Nazirite, they must abstain from wine and other fermented drink, and must not drink vinegar made from wine or other fermented drink. They must not drink grape juice or eat grapes or raisins. As long as they remain under their Nazirite vow, they must not eat anything that comes from the grapevine, not even the seeds or skins. During the entire period of their Nazirite vow, no razor may be used on their head. They must be holy until the period of their dedication to the Lord is over. They must let their hair grow long. Throughout the period of their dedication to the Lord, the Nazirite must not go near a dead body. Even if their own father, or mother, or brother, or sister dies, they must not make themselves ceremonially unclean on account of them, because the symbol of their dedication to God is on their head. Throughout the period of their dedication, they are consecrated to the Lord. If someone dies suddenly in the Nazirite's presence, thus defiling the hair that symbolizes their dedication, they must shave their head on the seventh day, the day of their cleansing. Then, on the eighth day, they must bring two doves or two young pigeons to the priest at the entrance to the tent of meeting. The priest is to offer one as a sin offering and the other as a burnt offering to make atonement for the Nazirite, because they sinned by being in the presence of the dead body. That same day they are to consecrate their head again. They must rededicate themselves to the Lord for the same period of dedication, and must bring a year-old male lamb as a guilt offering. The previous days do not count because they became defiled during their period of dedication. Now, this is the law of the Nazirite. When the period of their dedication is over, they are to be brought to the entrance to the tent of meeting. There they are to present their offerings to the Lord, a year-old male lamb without defect for a burnt offering, a year-old ewe lamb without defect for a sin offering, a ram without defect for a fellowship offering, together with their grain offerings and drink offerings and a basket of bread made with the finest flour, and without yeast, thick loaves with olive oil mixed in, and thin loaves brushed with olive oil. The priest is to present all these before the Lord, and make the sin offering and the burnt offering. He is to present the basket of unleavened bread, and is to sacrifice the ram as a fellowship offering to the Lord, together with its grain offering and drink offering. Then, at the entrance to the tent of meeting, the Nazirite must shave off the hair that symbolizes their dedication. They are to take the hair and put it in the fire that is under the sacrifice of the fellowship offering. After the Nazirite has shaved off the hair that symbolizes their dedication, the priest is to place in their hands a boiled shoulder of the ram and one thick loaf and one thin loaf from the basket, both made without yeast. The priest shall then wave these before the Lord as a wave offering. They are holy and belong to the priest, together with the breast that was waved and the thigh that was presented. After that, the Nazirite may drink wine. This is the law of the Nazirite who vows offerings to the Lord in accordance with their dedication, in addition to whatever else they can afford. They must fulfill the vows they have made, according to the law of the Nazirite. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace." So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them. When Moses finished setting up the tabernacle, he anointed and consecrated it and all its furnishings. He also anointed and consecrated the altar and all its utensils. Then the leaders of Israel, the heads of families who were the tribal leaders in charge of those who were counted, made offerings. They brought as their gifts before the Lord 6 covered carts and 12 oxen, an ox from each leader, and a cart from every 2. These they presented before the tabernacle. The Lord said to Moses, "Accept these from them that they may be used in the work at the tent of meeting. Give them to the Levites as each man's work requires." So Moses took the carts and oxen and gave them to the Levites. He gave 2 carts and 4 oxen to the Gershonites as their work required. And he gave 4 carts and 8 oxen to the Merarites as their work required. They were all under the direction of Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest. But Moses did not give any to the Kohathites, because they were to carry on their shoulders the holy things for which they were responsible. When the altar was anointed, the leaders brought their offerings for its dedication and presented them before the altar. For the Lord had said to Moses, "Each day one leader is to bring his offering for the dedication of the altar. The one who brought his offering on the first day was Nahshon, son of Amminadab, of the tribe of Judah. His offering was 1 silver plate, weighing 130 shekels, and 1 silver sprinkling bowl, weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary. Shekel each filled with the finest flour, mixed with olive oil as a grain offering. 1 gold dish weighing 10 shekels filled with incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering. 1 male goat for a sin offering. And 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old to be sacrificed as a fellowship offering. This was the offering of Nahshon, son of Amminadab. On the second day, Nethanel, son of Zuar, the leader of Issachar, brought his offering. The offering he brought was 1 silver plate weighing 130 shekels, and 1 silver sprinkling bowl weighing 70 shekels both, according to the sanctuary, shekel, each filled with the finest flour, mixed with olive oil as a grain offering. 1 gold dish weighing 10 shekels filled with incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering. 1 male goat for a sin offering. And 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old to be sacrificed as a fellowship offering. This was the offering of Nethanel son of Zuar. On the third day, Eliab, son of Helon, the leader of the people of Zebulun, brought his offering. His offering was 1 silver plate, weighing 130 shekels, and 1 silver sprinkling bowl, weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary. Shekel each filled with the finest flour, mixed with olive oil as a grain offering. 1 gold dish weighing 10 shekels filled with incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering. 1 male goat for a sin offering. And 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old to be sacrificed as a fellowship offering. This was the offering of Eliab, son of Helon. On the fourth day, Eleazar, son of Shedur, the leader of the people of Reuben, brought his offering. His offering was 1 silver plate, weighing 130 shekels, and 1 silver sprinkling bowl, weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary. Shekel each filled with the finest flour, mixed with olive oil as a grain offering. 1 gold dish weighing 10 shekels filled with incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering. 1 male goat for a sin offering. And 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old to be sacrificed as a fellowship offering. This was the offering of Eleazar, son of Shedur, On the fifth day, Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai, the leader of the people of Simeon, brought his offering. His offering was one silver plate, weighing 130 shekels, and one silver sprinkling bowl, weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary. Shekel each filled with the finest flour, mixed with olive oil as a grain offering. One gold dish weighing 10 shekels filled with incense. One young bull, one ram, and one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering. One male goat for a sin offering. And 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old to be sacrificed as a fellowship offering. This was the offering of Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai. On the sixth day, Eliasaph, son of Deuel, the leader of the people of Gad, brought his offering. His offering was one silver plate, weighing 130 shekels, and one silver sprinkling bowl, weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary. Shekel each filled with the finest flour, mixed with olive oil as a grain offering. One gold dish weighing 10 shekels filled with incense. One young bull, one ram, and one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering. One male goat for a sin offering. And 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old to be sacrificed as a fellowship offering. This was the offering of Eliasaph, son of Deuel. On the seventh day, Elishama, son of Ammihud, the leader of the people of Ephraim, brought his offering. His offering was one silver plate, weighing 130 shekels, and one silver sprinkling bowl, weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary. Shekel each filled with the finest flour, mixed with olive oil as a grain offering. One gold dish weighing 10 shekels filled with incense. One young bull, one ram, and one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering. One male goat for a sin offering. And 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old to be sacrificed as a fellowship offering. This was the offering of Elishama, son of Ammihud. On the eighth day, Gamaliel, son of Pedazur, the leader of the people of Manasseh, brought his offering. His offering was one silver plate, weighing 130 shekels, and one silver sprinkling bowl, weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary. Shekel each filled with the finest flour, mixed with olive oil as a grain offering. One gold dish weighing 10 shekels filled with incense. One young bull, one ram, and one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering. One male goat for a sin offering. And 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old to be sacrificed as a fellowship offering. This was the offering of Gamaliel, son of Pedazur. On the ninth day, Abidan, son of Gideoni, the leader of the people of Benjamin, brought his offering. His offering was one silver plate, weighing 130 shekels, and one silver sprinkling bowl, weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary. Shekel each filled with the finest flour, mixed with olive oil as a grain offering. One gold dish weighing 10 shekels filled with incense. One young bull, one ram, and one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering. One male goat for a sin offering. And 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old to be sacrificed as a fellowship offering. This was the offering of Abidan, son of Gideoni. On the tenth day, Ahiezer, son of Amishaddai, the leader of the people of Dan, brought his offering. His offering was one silver plate, weighing 130 shekels, and one silver sprinkling bowl, weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary. Shekel each filled with the finest flour, mixed with olive oil as a grain offering. 1 gold dish weighing 10 shekels filled with incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb a year old, for a burnt offering. 1 male goat for a sin offering. And 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old, to be sacrificed as a fellowship offering. This was the offering of Ahiezer, son of Amishaddai. On the 11th day, Pagiel, son of Ochran, the leader of the people of Asher, brought his offering. His offering was 1 silver plate, weighing 130 shekels, and 1 silver sprinkling bowl, weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary. Shekel each filled with the finest flour, mixed with olive oil as a grain offering. 1 gold dish weighing 10 shekels filled with incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb a year old, for a burnt offering. 1 male goat for a sin offering. And 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old to be sacrificed as a fellowship offering. This was the offering of Pagiel, son of Ochran. On the 12th day, Ahira, son of Enan, the leader of the people of Naphtali, brought his offering. His offering was 1 silver plate, weighing 130 shekels, and 1 silver sprinkling bowl, weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary. Shekel each filled with the finest flour, mixed with olive oil as a grain offering. 1 gold dish weighing 10 shekels filled with incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb a year old, for a burnt offering. 1 male goat for a sin offering. And 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old to be sacrificed as a fellowship offering. This was the offering of Ahira, son of Enan. These were the offerings of the Israelite leaders for the dedication of the altar, when it was anointed 12 silver plates, 12 silver sprinkling bowls, and 12 gold dishes. Each silver plate weighed 130 shekels, and each sprinkling bowl 70 shekels. Altogether, the silver dishes weighed 2,400 shekels, according to the sanctuary shekel. The 12 gold dishes filled with incense weighed 10 shekels each, according to the sanctuary shekel. Altogether, the gold dishes weighed 120 shekels. The total number of animals for the burnt offering came to 12 young bulls, 12 rams, and 12 male lambs a year old together with their grain offering. 12 male goats were used for the sin offering. The total number of animals for the sacrifice of the fellowship offering came to 24 oxen, 60 rams, 60 male goats, and 60 male lambs a year old. These were the offerings for the dedication of the altar after it was anointed. When Moses entered the tent of meeting to speak with the Lord, he heard the voice speaking to him from between the two cherubim above the atonement cover on the Ark of the Covenant Law. In this way the Lord spoke to him. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to Aaron and say to him, when you set up the lamps, see that all 7 light up the area in front of the lampstand." Aaron did so. He set up the lamps so that they faced forward on the lampstand, just as the Lord commanded Moses. This is how the lampstand was made. It was made of hammered gold, from its base to its blossoms. The lampstand was made exactly like the pattern the Lord had shown Moses. The Lord said to Moses, "Take the Levites from among all the Israelites, and make them ceremonially clean. To purify them, do this: sprinkle the water of cleansing on them. Then have them shave their whole bodies and wash their clothes, and so they will purify themselves. Have them take a young bull with its grain offering of the finest flour mixed with olive oil. Then you are to take a second young bull for a sin offering. Bring the Levites to the front of the tent of meeting, and assemble the whole Israelite community. You are to bring the Levites before the Lord, and the Israelites are to lay their hands on them. Aaron is to present the Levites before the Lord as a wave offering from the Israelites, so that they may be ready to do the work of the Lord. Then the Levites are to lay their hands on the heads of the bulls, using one for a sin offering to the Lord, and the other for a burnt offering to make atonement for the Levites. Have the Levites stand in front of Aaron and his sons, and then present them as a wave offering to the Lord. In this way you are to set the Levites apart from the other Israelites, and the Levites will be mine. After you have purified the Levites, and presented them as a wave offering, they are to come to do their work at the tent of meeting. They are the Israelites who are to be given wholly to me. I have taken them as my own, in place of the firstborn, the first male offspring from every Israelite woman. Every firstborn male in Israel, whether human or animal, is mine. When I struck down all the firstborn in Egypt, I set them apart for myself. And I have taken the Levites in place of all the firstborn sons in Israel. From among all the Israelites I have given the Levites as gifts to Aaron and his sons, to do the work at the tent of meeting on behalf of the Israelites, and to make atonement for them, so that no plague will strike the Israelites when they go near the sanctuary. Moses, Aaron, and the whole Israelite community did with the Levites just as the Lord commanded Moses. The Levites purified themselves and washed their clothes. Then Aaron presented them as a wave offering before the Lord, and made atonement for them to purify them. After that, the Levites came to do their work at the tent of meeting under the supervision of Aaron and his sons. They did with the Levites just as the Lord commanded Moses. The Lord said to Moses, "This applies to the Levites. Men 25 years old or more shall come to take part in the work at the tent of meeting. But at the age of 50 they must retire from their regular service and work no longer. They may assist their brothers in performing their duties at the tent of meeting, but they themselves must not do the work. This then is how you are to assign the responsibilities of the Levites.